It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Look at you, you little technological wizard, downloading podcasts off the internet. I mean, what's next? You're going to be buying some of those apps the grandkids keep talking about? Welcome, and thank you for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 250, a weekly collection of highlights from my afternoon radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 102.9, including some off-air interviews. In fact, Half Moon Run popped by before opening for City in Color at Rexall Place. We've got highlights from that Sonic session as well.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ukraine elected a new president this past weekend, Petro Poroshenko, a billionaire businessman who made his money in the candy business. Willy Wonka, basically. They elected Willy Wonka. You know, if they managed to stay away from the boiling vats of chocolate, they could just be okay. Speaking of which, did you know that in the first draft of the Roald Dahl classic, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there were actually 6 golden tickets given out, not 5? The 6th child, Miranda Piker, was cut from the final story because her death was deemed too gruesome. She was pounded into powder by one of Charlie's candy machines after ignoring his warnings. And how's this for a headline? Man eats himself. No, this isn't a Marilyn Manson rib-removing kind of situation. I mean, he literally ate a part of his own body. Now, if you're squeamish, you may want to think about rainbows for the next 10 or 15 seconds. Well, I tell you about a man in Norway who was born with a deformed hip. When he was 21, he had hip replacement surgery. They put in a metal one. After convincing doctors to let him keep the bone removed during the operation, he boiled it up and ate the flesh with potatoes and a glass of wine. He claims the meat tasted like wild sheep. Yeah.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
May the 27th today, it is Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's 45th birthday. What do you buy for the guy who smokes everything? And Google has changed its logo. Well, sort of. The internet went haywire earlier this week after somebody noticed that both the L and the G in the word Google were in a different place. Turns out in the original logo, those two letters were off by a single pixel. And the biggest wedding in history came and went with about as much media celebration as a town council meeting. Kim and Kanye got married, nobody died, even less people cared. But one interesting little nugget, Will Smith's son Jaden was in attendance, wearing a white Batman costume. Is that fashion? Is that a joke? I can't even tell anymore. And Macaulay Culkin's band was booed off the stage in Nottingham, England. They're called the Pizza Underground. They're a Velvet Underground cover band, but they change all the lyrics to talk about pizza. Yes, really. They left the stage when fans started throwing drinks at them. Wait a minute. When a drink is spilled, shouldn't the band just be forced to sleep with Fuller on the pullout couch?
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1953... Mount Everest was scaled for the first time. It was on this day in 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas. Is it just me, or doesn't that kind of seem like a song that should have been recorded in, like, November, December? Christmas is literally 200 and some days away. It's weird. And Kim and Kanye were spotted wearing leather jackets that say, "Just Married." I don't know, there's something that just really bothers me about that. Leather. Now, I'm not an animal rights activist. I have leather furniture in my home, leather seats in my truck. I even have a leather mask. I feel like we're getting off track. Anyway, the idea of an animal's hide being wasted on something as disposable as Just Married jackets that you wear once? Kind of troubling. And a competitive eater set a new world record in Texas after eating 2 72-ounce steaks in less than 15 minutes. In other news, millions continue to starve in developing nations around the world. Wow, I'm kind of a buzzkill today.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's May the 30th today, the 59th birthday of Jake the Snake Roberts. Now, at what age do you abandon a handle like the Snake? Is it 60? Is it 65? I don't know. I just picture 30 years from now, an 89-year-old man, an extended care home, nurses changing the snake's diaper, blending up the snake's toast. Something wrong about that. And Google is planning to build 100 small driverless cars they're hoping to have on public roads as early as next year. They won't be selling them by next year. They'll be selecting operators for testing and tweaking. They kind of look like a rounder Volkswagen Beetle. Now, it's an interesting idea, don't get me wrong, but about once every 15 or 20 times I use Google Maps, I'm led on a wild goose chase. You have that same 5 to 6% failure rating for this, you could have some casualties. And LeVar Burton has launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise $1 million by July 2nd to bring back Reading Rainbow. Well, bring it to a wider audience than the current app format. I read that, I was like, wait a minute, LeVar Burton is still hosting Reading Rainbow in his basement for the internet to watch? That's more than a little creepy.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer is buying the LA Clippers for $2 billion. The funny thing, Donald Sterling bought the team for just $12.5 million. That was back in 1981. So he could end up paying $700 million in capital gains taxes. Now, while there's nothing that brings me more joy than seeing the obscenely wealthy paying absurd taxes, the guy's 80. I feel like the remaining $1.3 billion will probably still ensure a pretty comfortable retirement. And have you ever been to Chicago's Willis Tower? On the 103rd floor, there's a 4-foot glass observation deck. Well, a family was out there last week taking in the sights when the glass beneath them cracked. Officials insist it was just a protective coating that cracked. Either way, probably a safe bet that salad is on the menu for this family for the next couple of weeks. And it was on this date in 1928, Velveeta was invented. A delicious cheese-flavored delight, the pleasure of which my lactose-intolerant wife will probably never know. Maybe this little song will help.
Velveeta, you're making me fart. You're bloating my bowels daily. Oh, Velveeta, delicious fake cheese. But I'm afraid to sneeze, cause I'll shart in my pants.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Well, looky who's here. Dylan and Connor from Half Moon Run. How's the tour going, guys?
Great, great.
So, arena shows, what's that like? I mean, you guys are no stranger to playing club shows and festivals even. Arenas are a different animal, though.
There's a lot of sound flying around in arenas. It's like sometimes you get on stage and like I hit the kick drum and you can hear the echo for it feels like 10 seconds sometimes.
It's much more difficult. That's from a performing standpoint. That's like the main adjustment. We don't use in-ear monitors either. So you really rely on your monitor guy to be able to hear things because there's normally the stage is so close that I can hear Dylan's drums acoustically. But in a stadium, that's not usually the case. Singing too is difficult. But
is it weird playing so far away from each other? Like just physically being...
Yeah, but we're learning how to adapt and we dance around a lot on stage to get close to each other.
Festival plans. What are you guys doing this summer?
We got some great things coming up this summer, like Oceaga.
Mostly in Quebec and Ontario, actually, for as far as Canadian festivals go. We're playing Field Trip, some stuff in the U.S., and then a couple things in Europe. But keeping the schedule pretty chill this summer because we got to write another album.
Now, as you mentioned, Dark Eyes, it's a few years old now already. So, I mean, we're obviously expecting some new material.
Yeah, we are too.
Yeah. When can we expect that?
One song at a time.
Yeah, we kind of have a policy right now not to say too much about when, because it always takes longer than you think. We just need to internally just stop thinking about deadlines and just relax and write new songs like we used to when we were writing the first album.
Do you write on the road at all?
Not really.
Not together, not really. We'd play around, like mess around with some ideas on the computer or on a guitar, but...
Well, you know what? I've got a great idea for a song for you guys about me. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well...
Like, yeah, I mean, it could be about
that's
anything
funny,
about
me. That's funny, because we were actually going to make the whole album about you. Yeah.
One last thing, guys, before I let you go here. On the Quick Fix at 6, our nightly request show, we always throw out a little question that we get people to answer along with their song request. Tonight, it's going to be, what's the stupidest way you ever hurt yourself?
Oh my God.
Oh, there's
Can we do top 10 ways?
Yeah. Like, <every day.
laughs> We fight a lot on tour. Like, well, we like wrestling, and so there's always dumb injuries related to that. Like,
didn't you break Devin's rib?
I broke
once?
Devin's rib, yeah, in a fight. It's endless, really.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being here, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Now a Sonic Session track recorded live to digital here in our Booster Juice Listener Lounge last time you guys came by. This is Half Moon Run, Call Me in the Afternoon, Sonic 1029.
Show to go podcast at sonic1029.com.